where the tree was, and that tree was not hard to hit upon. Its match was not in the whole wood. From the foot to the first branch was 500 feet. The king's son was going all round the tree. She came, who was always bringing help to him. You are losing the skin of your hands and feet.
Ach, I am. I am no sooner up than down.
This is no time for stopping. Now you must kill me. Strip the flesh from my bones. Take all those bones apart and use them as steps for climbing the tree. Be sure and stand on each bone. Leave none untouched. If you do, it will stay behind. Put all my flesh into this clean cloth by the side of the spring at the roots of the tree. When you come to the earth, arrange my bones together, put the flesh over them, sprinkle it with water from the spring, and I shall be alive before you. But don't forget a bone of me on the tree.
How could I kill you after what you have done for me?
If you won't obey, you and I are done for. You must climb the tree, or we are lost. And to climb the tree, you must do as I say. The king's son obeyed. He killed Auburn Mary, cut the flesh from her body, and unjointed the bones as she had told him. As he went up, the king's son put the bones of Auburn Mary's body against the side of the tree, using them as steps, till he came under the nest and stood on the last bone. Then he took the eggs, and coming down, put his foot on every bone, then took it with him, till he came to the last bone, which was so near the ground that he failed to touch it with his foot. He now placed all the bones of Auburn Mary in order again at the side of the spring, put the flesh on them, sprinkled it with water from the spring. She rose up before him. Didn't I tell you not to leave a bone of my body without stepping on it? Now I'm lame for life. You left my little finger on the tree without touching it, and I have but 9 fingers. Now, go home with the eggs quickly, and you will get me to marry tonight if you can know me. I and my 2 sisters will be arrayed in the same garments and made like each other. But look at me when my father says, "Go to thy wife, king's son." And you will see a hand without a little finger.